Hi guys, welcome to the Ladies Couch with Mary Kubakwate, the podcast that helps you be better at being you one step at a time. As always, I'd love to start by saying a very big thank you to you for your likes, your shares, your comments across all social media platforms. You're helping me spread the words of this podcast further faster, and for that, I'm thankful. So, I'd love to say, guys, please, if you have anything you'd want to talk about or let me know regarding the podcast, questions, suggestions, you know, topics you'd love me to give my opinion on and all that, please do well to send me a message. Honestly, guys, please send me a message across all social media platforms. If you have my WhatsApp number, send it through WhatsApp. If you do not, send it through Facebook or Instagram or using the Anchor app. Yes, there's a place for messaging on the Anchor app just below your screen. Please do send me a message. Thank you. So, how far now? How you day? How was your week? Hope you're doing good. Honestly, how are you? Hope you're doing good. If you're not, please be doing good. Be doing good. And yay, I'm open up for a chat any day, anytime. Just send me a message. And I hope you feel better. I always do. Hey, I'm fine. Oh, your girl is fine. I started working out again this week. I've been out of the gym for a long time. So I started working out again. So my body, my international audience, my body is hearing it. Oh, forgive me. That aside, like, my body just hurts everywhere. But aside that, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm good. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about fitting in. Fitting in. So how many of us have gone shopping, like shoe shopping, and then we saw this shoe that looked so nice, extremely nice? As I'm saying it, so many pictures are coming into my head right now. Oh my god. And then we try to fit our leg into it, and then the thing is, our leg enters, but we know that it's not our size. But our leg shall enter, but it's not our size. Like, this thing is very tight. Then some in our head, we're like, okay, now I can manage it.
Some people are really, really determined. Like, they're like, I don't care, I'm not buying it.
Then there are some of us, like me. Yes, I'm raising up my hand right now, like me, that will still go out of our way and buy that shoe just because we love it so much, and then we'll rather endure the pain than just let go of that beautiful shoe and get something else that fits properly and causes us less, or rather doesn't even cause us any pain at all. Yeah, it happens with people too, you know. Most of us, we just try so much to fit in, you know, fit into that clique, fit into that personality that deep down we know we are not, but we dread being alone. We dread not, you know, being labeled as, you know, someone who is untrendy, someone who doesn't know anything, you know. We dread not being among, or feeling among, or being tagged as not being part of the train, that would rather be people pleasing, would rather do everything we can to fit in, even if we are not supposed to be in that environment, just because we want to be acknowledged or we want people to like us. And oftentimes, I've also realized that this issue of trying our best to fit in as much as we can, even when people don't give us that opportunity or that light of day, like, people don't care, like, you know, trying to fit into all those big girls club, you know, trendy club, we are trying our best to fit in, and those people we are trying to be like or trying to make our friends, they don't even care. Like, they're like, who are you? Excuse me? And then we go all out, you know,
we try so much, you know, we go shopping, trying to get the best of clothes, you know, trying to form conversations with them. And I realized that this thing most times comes from a deep down issue that most of us have not taken time out to deal with, which is low self-esteem. Yes, low self-esteem. You know, some of us have had a struggle. It might be due to your body or due to what people... Mostly, it's always due to what people say. Yes, mostly, it's always due to what people say. I struggled with low self-esteem for a long while growing up. And most times, I don't even know how I come out of things, because at a point, I just realized that I fought most of my battles alone. And God on my side, and my mother's prayer, and my father's prayer, and everyone who was praying for me, I guess. But, you know, I didn't have people to talk to while growing up, so I did most of this growing up alone. And most times it's because of what people have said to us. You know, you're not even fine, you're not beautiful. What kind of shape is that? What kind of body do you have? Look at the way your hand is, look at the way your hip is. You know, you don't even know book. Before you go know book, you're gonna need to read down like 100 times before it enter your head. Coconut head, you know, those things. And then at a point we thought it didn't matter, but then we realized as we're growing up, as we're meeting people, those same things started ringing in our head. And then we started feeling, honestly, maybe I'm not intelligent enough, maybe I'm not smart enough, maybe I'm not beautiful enough. And then we try to fit into this group of people who would make up for our seeming inadequacies. Yes, Seeming inadequacies. We try to be part of the happening girls clique because we want people to know us, because we didn't have those attention growing up. So we're looking for how to fill up these holes in our life, this emptiness. We're looking for how to fill it in. We can't go outside without makeup because we grew up here and we are not beautiful. And then we try our best to fit in with these people, going all out, you know, spending those monies. And then at the end of the day, you come back home still doubting yourself. Hey, why are you trying so hard to fit in when you can actually stand out? Why are you carrying your chair, going around every table, trying to look for a space for yourself when you can actually just get your own table and invite other people over? There is nothing as beautiful, there is nothing as appealing, there is nothing as attractive as a person who is confident in themselves. Yes, it's inner confidence is very attractive. You know, we just need to let go of those insecurities, those things that are always trying to make us fit in. You know, we do everything just to fit in. And then at the end of the day, these people don't even care. At the end of the day, we are expelling too much energy on issues. When if we just love ourselves for who we are and do the things we're supposed to do, groom ourselves, surely there are people who would be attracted to you, people who would like you for you. Most times the problem is that we just want to be everywhere. We want to have everything, you know. We're not satisfied. That's another thing. Not being satisfied with who you are, with what you have, excuse me, and always wanting more. It's okay to want more, but be contented with what you have. Be contented where you are, still aiming for more, still aiming higher for things. Yeah? You must not follow every trend. You must not be blown by every wind of doctrine. Anything that passes your way, you want to be involved, you want to be part of the protest, you want to be part of everything, you want to go everywhere. No, calm down, relax, take a breather, and ask yourself, what are my core beliefs? What are the things that you believe in? What makes you you? And then you go after those things. I'm a tomboy. I don't like heels. I don't like tight clothes. I love just wearing my sneakers and my jeans and my shirt and going my way, you know. And I'm still cool. And then you feel okay, even if you walk into a room where all the ladies are wearing heels, you don't feel a need to explain yourself. I know we are all growing out there. I know we are all growing. And that's why I made this podcast in the first place. Just encourage you that, hey, it's fine to be you. It's fine to be unique. You know that statement, why try to fit in when you can stand out? Yes. It's okay to be you. It's okay to be unique. I know a girl who loves all this antique. And she's uniquely her. Like, she's like one girl from England like that. And it's like she's a Nigerian, but the way she dresses, everything about her is just so antique. And it's beautiful. That's her style. She's not changing for anybody. Love yourself. Love your makeup. Love your personality. Love the things you love. Appreciate you. And if it's just 3 or 4 people you have in your life, just like the previous episode we talked about, that appreciate you for you, invest in those people. Invest in those people. Invest. Do the brain work. Grow yourself academically, intellectually, grow yourself socially, grow yourself in every way. Make sure you know 1 or 2 things about everything. Be the type of person that you can engage in conversations, that you have something to say. You know, grow yourself in every area that you know that no matter where you go, you can stand up tall. And then when you get to that point, you know that it's not every table you want to dine on. Grow yourself to the point that no matter what happens, you are okay being on your own. You are okay just being by yourself in your room with your phone, with a book or your laptop. And you are fine. Stop trying to fit in. Stop trying to make everybody like you. You are not jollof rice. Even jollof rice, some people don't like it. Well, I don't know about Nigerian jollof rice though, but you get what I mean. I love you always. And until this time next Sunday, I just want you to know you're beautiful and that you're amazing. And that there is no other person who would do anything the way you do it. You have your significant touch. You have your magic spell. Stop trying your best to fit in or to sit on every table. Appreciate yourself. Love yourself. Own your personality. And stay safe.